Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBS Radio Station 1. We are live tonight. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2013. My gosh, I can't believe it's already April 3rd. And I'm Elizabeth, and I'll be co-hosting tonight live with Ron. And I thought one of the best things we could do, maybe to start the show off, Ron, is to energize the picture of the light being.
Great. Okay, so let's bring up the light beam, everybody. Go down on BBS's site. Here we go. Bring the light beam up. One. Energize it. Two. Three. Four. And five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do part of that 2,000 year of darkness clearing here. So here we go. Clear away the energies of some type of mind control, not understanding what light is here. So stronger, getting rid of this energy from you. Stronger, stronger. These are barcodes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should be feeling a little better, I think. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. So, welcome, everybody. And if you're new and you're joining us for the first time tonight, welcome. A special welcome to all of our regular listeners as well. If you're looking for the picture of the light being or more information about Ron and the Lightship, you can go to creationlightship.com. And there are photographs and Q&A documents there. Any questions that you might have, there's also really wonderful sample healings and recommended healings there over there on the left. So those are all really great. There's also a link to the Wikipedia for questions and answers, and that's pretty extensive. There's a lot of information there. So if you'd like to learn more about Ron and what he does and what the Lightship does, you can click on that document. It's a Creation Lightship questions and answers document over on the right hand side of the page at creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I am checking questions tonight on clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have a question and you'd like me to address it on the air tonight, if it has to do with a testimonial from a clearing you've had, please send it over to me and put Monday and the date in the subject line so I know that you want me to read it on tonight's show. I have a very nice testimonial here, and a thank you, Ron, from somebody who was doing the Creation Lightship clearing, the Clone Light Infusion, which is a free clearing. And if you want that, if you don't have it already, you can just email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send that one to you. And that's for people who've already done their whole lifetime emotional clearing. So if you've done that, you can use that clearing. Just email us and let us know that you want it. So this person's writing, thank you so much. You already sent it, and I did it on me and my family and friends. It is amazing. I will be writing to give my testimony soon. I thank Ron so much with the Creation Lightship because my life has totally changed for the better. I am more at peace and alive. So, Ron, I think that's kind of how a lot of people feel after they do the healings and do the clearing. So maybe you want to talk about why it is that people feel that way and what happens when you clear off all those negative energies that we come into contact here on our Earth with.
You have a clearing. Remember, the clearing is needed to get rid of the darkness out of everyone or yourself. So the clearing gets rid of the darkness, which is judgment. And also that can be connected to energetic cords to the alien or taking away your life force energy according to an emotional issue or physical issue that you're dealing with. Once you get the issue cleared, then peace gets put into its place along with more of your spirit energy. Once you have peace and your spirit can enter you back over again, like you were when you were a child, young child, for instance, and have more of yourself with you. And as you think more, then all of a sudden you're downing the light because you're judging the light, that the light wasn't in perfection when it created you, so you're doing the judgment process, judging creation. And when you judge creation, then you're bringing in darkness, and the darkness wants you to do that naturally because then they can attach to you. The way you can really get have a more peaceful life is to do clearing to get rid of the darkness out of you, put it in you by your ancestors, and that's kind of the way it works. How many you need to do, that's kind of up to you. Everybody's different, and it's, you know, as you do more clearing, you start feeling better. So it's kind of up to you what you need. You need to start off with the emotional whole lifetime clearing first, and then just see where you are after that. Most people who do that clearing, they feel completely different. And you have to really, after you do the clearing, evaluate yourself and see what you want to do. Because a lot of times those emotional dramas and traumas that have dealt with in this lifetime have motivated you. Motivated by fear, anxiety, and everything else. Once that's released from you, then you go, wow, what do I do now? I don't have that to motivate me, and I feel a little strange because I don't feel reactive any longer. And that's what most people normally sense. So you have to reinvent your life according to a different way of living and not having the anxieties and fear and anger, resentment, whatever it is that you're dealing with, motivate you. So if you're that type of person thinking that you need to be motivated by a negative situation, once you have the emotional clearing, you're going to realize that, no, you can live a more peaceful life without having that motivate you. But you do have to reinvent yourself to some extent because you will feel peaceful and people will not really push your buttons as much. You wonder, gee, how do I get motivated now? I used to get motivated by somebody yelling at me all the time. Well, that won't happen to you. You just become peaceful. Know all they want to you, but you're going to look at them like, why are you yelling, you know? That's the way it works, so you're able to have a new lifestyle, in a sense. Just enjoy your life and figure out what you want to do. And our clearing is to get more peaceful. It's the whole process. Have peace energy with you. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's really true. When you start doing the clearings, it really is like a process, I mean, literally, of becoming clear. So you are doing things more from your heart center. You have more of your spirit energy, and you notice that you may feel a lot differently towards things, or you may not feel any way in particular at all towards things, which is very peaceful. And it's kind of interesting that this person was doing the clone light infusion, which a lot of people seem to be doing and having really great results. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about clones for a minute. And then I also have another person who's written in about clones, which is pretty interesting.
Okay, so the clones, as of right now, there's a lot of them here, more than you would think. And they don't have a really long backstory memory of what's going on. Not be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, you know, or something like that, because they just don't have enough information, enough data on their database. They're run by the energies of mind energy, of programs. So they're running by programs out of spirit. So they're like a cyborg. Hence, that you've seen on movies, artificial intelligent bodies, and this is what they are. Unfortunately, that's kind of what we're dealing with here, is a lot of people who have got replaced. So the original person that you used to know and see, they're gone, and a replica came in of them, runs on programs. And what I've noticed, even going back to New York, people are just not there for what you're used to seeing. Well, there's a lot of clones back there, maybe probably all over the place, but other states too, but my last experience was in New York with people, and they are very docile, very gentle, docile people as compared to what they used to be before, and they do run programs. So notice you're going to have any kind of like psychic ability or you're sensitive, you're going to notice that the mind chatter that you normally would hear going through the airwaves, we'll call it, that particular chatter is no longer here. So as you go into different stores, you're going to notice that, wow, people in here, but I don't hear anything. I'm not being disrupted. My thoughts are not being overshadowed by all these people's thoughts. That's because they're probably not thinking. Just are on a program. Learning how to deal with people this way. Just, you know, don't be shocked if they can't give change. If they don't know colors, if they don't really fulfill their job title any longer for whatever they're doing because they don't have a clue. They have to learn as time goes on. That's where they are. So if you can't get one that can't give change to you, that can't give directions to where something is, location, or they keep mind looping the same particular program over and over again, kind of like, you know, having the old record player, you know, with the skip and the record and the same groove over and over again. Well, that's what happens. That's the way they are. So realize that and just know that that's the way humans here are on the planet. I shouldn't really say humans, but false humans. And the aliens are bringing in particular beings to live here. I think they're going to try to get rid of more of the humans that they're doing all the time. So if you do find yourself kind of vacillating, thinking that you have programs running in you, that could be definitely true because they're trying to take you out just like all the other 90%ers that left at the either December 21st or at the first of the year at the timelines completely switch into a new alien reality. So the timelines that you're living on now is a completely different type of timeline, and it's designed for cloned replicas, not for humans. Understand that if life feels a little strange to you, then that's because not meshing with the program, and you may have to be able to figure out a way to do that. Also, just know that the ones that are around in your life, you know, just need to have compassion. They don't have a clue of what you're talking about a lot of times. They just don't know. Don't know what they don't know because they don't have a program for it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so on that note, somebody wrote in and said that they had to go to the post office and they had prepaid for their postage online, so their package was ready to go. They handed the package to the postal worker and she had a look on her face as if she had never seen a prepaid package. She told this person that she'd worked in the post office for over 20 years and at that moment she could not remember how to do her job. She just stood there and didn't know what to do with the package. And it lasted for about 3 minutes, and then things went back to normal, and then the package was mailed off. And then there was another incident where this person also went to the pharmacy, and the tech and the pharmacist could not count the correct number of pills and didn't understand how to charge. And this person who's writing has been picking up this medicine for about 2 years now and has never had a problem until now. What happened? Are they clones? Well, I think we know that they are.
That's pretty obvious. And yeah. Everybody should be experiencing that. So if you're not, if you don't see it, look closer. And, you know, there could be areas that maybe don't have as many clones as others. But out and about, you're going to notice that. And kind of have to walk them through what you want to have done. So a way to deal with clones is that if you want them to do something, then you have to give them the complete instructions on how to do it. They probably won't balk at the bit at all. They'll just figure that, you know, you're much wiser than they are, and you're giving them instructions. Well, I noticed that sort of back in New York when I ordered an omelet. And it just was weird. Have an omelet come, everything is mixed up together. In California, they don't come that way. At least whenever I order an omelet, they don't have like the thing put into a blender or something, you know, where everything is mixed up in the omelet. Normally they make the eggs and then they put the ingredients, you know, that you want, tomatoes and olives and things, you know, out of the omelet, and they just cover it up, you know, like a sandwich. Well, a lot of times I'd get them completely everything in it, which seemed pretty weird to me, but I'm not used to that. And that could be normal back there. But so I had to give a person instructions on how I wanted my omelet. And when I did that, it worked out fine. I got a nice omelet that way. So you have to have patience with them. And, you know, compassion is definitely what you have to have because they just don't know. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe you were in the clone diner or something, Ross. But they do sometimes do that here. And yeah, with the omelets, I know what you're talking about. There's also, at the expo, I noticed it was really great to have you here on the East Coast. It was so nice. And then Ron gave a couple of lectures, and I was at one of them. And it was very interesting because I have been to the expo a couple times. And this time in particular, it seemed like the room was very quiet, and there wasn't really a lot of people getting excited like I've noticed sometimes at the show. And there was also just this feeling like everybody sort of, it seemed like when you did the clearings, everyone just kind of, I don't know what the right word is, came in more quickly, or it didn't seem to take as long. And I was wondering if that was because you were working with a lot of cloned energies there. It's like you said before, they seemed very docile.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is interesting. At the airport, went to get at the juice bar. I guess it was a Jamaica juice or something. Anyway, it's one of the chains that they had there at JFK. We needed to, you know, we got something with, it's like a fruit type of juice. And so there's a person in line, family, husband and wife, and two young children, maybe like, I'll say like 5 or 6 years of age, something like that. And in the past, and it took about 15 minutes because there was a long line and at the order. So in the past, or in fact, you would probably realize that two children that age are going to be probably chasing each other, kicking each other, screaming, talking, you know. That's just the way kids are. You know? These kids and the parents said nothing for like 15 minutes. They just stood there like they were, you know, turned off, and they were just standing. Parents didn't say anything to each other or to the kids, so that was kind of weird. But you have to realize that the program wasn't there. Their program was just probably the main one, get their special juice, you know. And that's all they were waiting for, and that program was that limited, getting juice, so they got to wait. And didn't have any of that other program where it's normally, you know, fight and argue and jump up and down and run in circles, you know. That's the way kids used to be. And the parents were the same. So that's what we saw there at the airport. And kind of interesting here. The people... you go into those scanners, those radiation scanners where they do the x-ray of you, right? You know, so I got in there, and when I left in California, the people were a little more friendlier. So I get in there, and they have these two yellow feet. I says, okay, if I stand not on them, maybe between them or something, because I don't think you clean yellow pads. He goes, no, we don't clean them. I says, well, I don't want to catch athlete's foot, you know. Well, I don't want to stand on him. He goes, oh, that's no problem. Because, you know, he jokingly said, yeah, we don't clean them at all. So I go, oh.
Great.
Right. Next time I think I'm going to bring some plastic bags to put on my my feet, you know. But I do change my socks after that. So I'm doing the same thing in New York. And the person looks at me. I said, I don't want to stand here because I don't want to get athlete's foot by somebody. You don't clean these. And he just looked at me like a blank stare, like, I clean? What does clean mean? I never heard the word clean before. And he goes, well, you have to stand on that. I go, no, I don't. I said, I talked to the person in L.A., and they said that you can stand inside or outside, or move your legs apart or to closer together. It makes no difference on the scan. And then the guy said, well, okay. So that's what I did. Quite interesting to watch these people. So anyway, you should all be having these experiences. Everybody out there, you know, listening to the program. So if you do go out in the public, you're going to see this happening. And once you start to see it, you're going to go, wow, you know. If you haven't seen it yet, then look back and see what seemed to be strange with people around you. So plenty of validation just by experiencing life and watching the clones. Back to you, Elizabeth. Oh, what you have to say there.
Yeah, it really is true. And a couple people were commenting about that. They've been given everything at the bank from a few extra $100, and they had to be honest, to $5. And people are reporting very bizarre behavior from clones. And people are saying their kids must be cloned out, sounds like them. So, yeah, definitely, if you haven't gotten it yet, email us for the clone light infusion clearing. If you've had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and we can maybe help you out with that. So, yeah, don't even get me started on the airport. Oh, it seems like they congregate in certain places. It's weird. It's like, you know, any place if you go and there's a lot of people, you'll notice it. So very interesting. And I think you notice it more in New York too, because there are so many people. So there's a lot of examples you can watch. I had a similar experience at a juice place like that, where there was a woman being trained and she literally just had no idea like what she was doing. I mean, it was just kind of a blank stare. The guy training her was just trying to be patient, but you could tell he was kind of getting upset. And I just kind of stood there and was patient. And then at the end, he said, thank you. And I guess like a lot of customers would get mad or whatever, but I don't care. I was just waiting for a train anyway, so it didn't matter. So yeah, it is important to have compassion for them and just try to be patient. So I'm just looking here on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I don't see any questions at the moment other than the two people that wrote in about clones. So, Ron, I know you said you might want to have callers tonight. So if you would like to call in and share your clone experience, or maybe you were at the New York Expo and you went to one of Ron's lectures, that would be great if you want to call in. Let me just find the numbers here. I just had them up for the Station 1. We're on Station 1 tonight at bbsradio.com. And the call-in numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. Sorry, my computer's being a bit slow tonight. Just bear with me one moment. So sorry. Okay.
We could do a clearing here. So let's do a clearing if you've been touched by a clone.
Oh, good one, Ron.
Someone shook your hand and ended up with a program in your hand. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Oh, this will be interesting. Here we go, everybody. The proof's in the pudding. So if you had a clone shake your hand or brush up against you, probably felt no energy. Maybe they try to hook you up with their clone camera that they had looking at you, eyeing on you. Out of their eye, they go, hey, this one's not clone, it's a human. We better put a program in their hand, so we're going to brush up against them or shake their hand. Let's try this here. So here we go, everybody. Just shake somebody's hand or feel tap on your back by somebody. We're going to release that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, there we go. So, see how your body's feeling. Maybe if you had a program kind of attached to you, that could probably feel much better right now. So just see if you do sense the energies. And you may want to walk around if it's releasing off of you also. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thanks, Ron. I was definitely yawning during that one, so I don't know if that means anything, but thank you. And I did find the call-in numbers for tonight. So if you'd like to call in, try toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, or maybe jump down to line 4. It's 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So we'd love to hear from you if you've had a similar clone experience, or if you were maybe at the expo, or if you've done a clearing or a healing and you'd like to talk about that. We welcome your calls. And Ron, one of the things I thought of while you were doing that was, it seems like to me the people that maybe have a lot of their spirit energy or haven't been cloned out, that it's kind of up to them to sort of help the clones out, because the clones aren't really noticing anything. Like, I notice, like, I do a lot of thrift shopping, and I've been finding, like, all this great stuff recently, and I don't know if that's because people are just getting rid of things without thinking about it, or if the people that are there looking are just kind of, like, passing it over.
Yeah, I would say that's what it probably would be. Either they don't know what it is, or maybe the clone, came to their same house that the human lived in, and they see all this stuff laying around, and they don't know what to do with it. And they go, oh, it just looks like clutter to me, you know, and they get rid of it and send it off to the secondhand or thrift shop or something, you know. So that could be a possibility. I'm just trying to see. It's weird because I've been seeing these things for so long in people to get cloned out, you know, having very little spirit energy and stuff. So but the real clones are, you know, interesting. The same different to me this year is on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday. I had maybe like 4 people, I think, asking me questions or something. So the other panel members, except for one gentleman who was talking about how there's 8 Earths and timelines and always getting all this information and stuff, trying to promote himself and stuff, which is what they try to do on the panel. It's very interesting that nobody really jumped on anything like the years before. Like, they were just sitting there answering a few questions, not going into very long stuff. So it was just quite interesting to me how people were. The lady next to me was very good. She was the psychic, and she was great with the panel, talking about a few things. These are the panel members, yeah. So other than that, it was interesting just to watch the people, and it didn't feel like there was a lot of energy in the room with the people out in the audience. So it was an interesting expo. And, you know, I kind of realized that's what's going on. It's back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't quite put my finger on it, but the energy seemed different to me, too, and I've been to, I think, 3 of them, and this one did seem really different. And maybe it is because of all the cloned energies that were there. And I noticed also, too, a lot of it didn't affect me. You know, sometimes I go to these things and I have kind of a negative experience, or, you know, it's just kind of weird, or, you're just sort of like looking around and you just feel that sort of maybe paranoid or something, but I didn't feel that at all this time. So maybe that's a result of doing the clearings too. It's really great because then, like you were saying earlier in the program, it's just sort of like you see these things in your life or someone's yelling at you, but it doesn't really matter, or it's not really pushing your buttons. So yeah, I think overall it was really, really cool. And also it was great because when Ron does do the expos, they set up the light chamber, the light infusion chamber, and that's really great. And there's also four stations out in front of it where you can get a emotional healing for the past 5 days of your life. So I was kind of helping out with that. And what really struck me was watching the people do it, which I had never really noticed before because I'd never been helping out at one. But if you go there, and you know, the past couple times I went into the light infusion chamber myself, so I was kind of focusing on that, but then this time you always kind of get something out of being around the light ship because you can see how the people change as they're going through the healing for the past 5 days of their life or any traumas. And they all, whether they complete it or not, look different when they're done, or they're standing different, or their eyes look different. It's very interesting. So that I found really, really nice for people to sort of, even if they don't really understand what's going on, they still kind of have that peace, and the peace that they feel when they're connecting with their own spirit. So that was really cool. And I was, you know, taking the train in, so you kind of feel different energy as you're going through towns. And I know, Ron, you've talked about that before in the past, like as you're kind of moving through these different timelines, you feel, you know, different energies. And I wonder if you felt that way this time, or, you know, I mean, even from going East Coast to West Coast, does it seem different?
Yeah, it did seem different, yeah. It was a different energy going back to New York this time. Just kind of put my finger on it right now, what the difference was, but it was different. Time went by really, really quickly for me back there, so done a lot of work with some energetic places on the planet here, castles, I could say. I won't give you the names of them, but they are associated in Scotland, and I've been working with clearing out castles of dark energy. Some of them had, one in particular, actually had humans in there, dead humans. They had and bones, God, believe it. There was like bones for about as far as you could see, buried like in this thing. But the most surprising thing was that they had on the walls aliens. These are maybe aliens that this one group did not like, and they were still living, and they were placed into the wall living, and they would start taking the energy off of these poor aliens. Well, whether the aliens were good or bad, you know, really made no difference to me. You know, they could have been worse as the ones that captured them there, but still, you know, we took them out of the walls, and naturally, you see if they want to go to the light or not. If they want to go to darkness, then they can leave, but, you know, we tell them not to come back. But quite interesting. And some were really, really tall. Some looked very nice. Saw some short aliens in one of these here. And short being maybe about 3.5 feet. That was on one of the other buildings I think I looked at. I'm trying to think here. It gets to be kind of hard to go back. Moment. I did do a lot of work, you know, late in the mornings here, you know, starting maybe at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern time, and working to probably maybe about 3 or 4 sometimes. And that was up till like 4:30, I think, doing these here. To one place, in this place, a rock star now lives there. And his first name is Jimmy. So I won't say the last name. But anyway, there's a bunch of vortexes. You go into the front door of this place, and every couple feet, there is like a different vortex, different timeline. So that's, that was quite interesting. So I've been working with that. I'll be doing more energy with that coming up here. Getting rid of a lot of this stuff here. And after doing that, the skies would change the next next day. So, and just feeling the energy, because that thing was awful. Last name, I can give you the last name of the house. The last name of the person was Crawley. So, if you would have draw some lines there, connect some dots. But anyway, I would say probably one of the worst places, houses that I've seen. Multiple vortexes. Yeah, I mean, this thing, and taking these things away, getting rid of them, all of a sudden you'd feel your body lighten up. Like you had this thing. In fact, I'll do it right now for everybody. So here we go. So I'm still working with this. This is work in process here, or in progress. So here we go. One, taking away this energy that this person put on humanity here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should be feeling a little bit lighter, I think, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. I think somebody kind of zeroed it in there. Yeah, it is in Scotland, I believe. Yeah, and Iron Man is right there. That's correct. And just a really weird house. I mean, I went in there, and normal for the first 2 feet. After that, there's all kinds of timelines going up and down, back and forth. I would say there's probably maybe looking at it right now, which I wasn't doing that deeply, doing one thing at a time. I think there's probably about 1,000 timelines connected inside of that house where this person could still be living. I think he was alive maybe in the, I'll just say maybe late 1800s, I'm guessing. When he died, I don't know. Supposedly died. But the energy was
1947, Ron.
47, yeah. I don't think he's dead. And I did see replicas of him showing up. I got rid of a lot of those. So it's right on my radar. And you probably all feel maybe different right now, not knowing how or why you feel different. I think this is one of the major dark side energies on the planet that this person is connected to. So, I don't normally get this vocal with stuff that I do, but this is it. So, we're working on it. Anybody feel different out there? Get on comments here.
Wow, people are saying they feel much lighter, and I didn't notice any change while you were doing that, but I do also feel different. You know what that kind of reminds me of? I'm sure a lot of people have seen Ghostbusters, the first one, but where, you know, the building is like a conduit for the psychic energy, and it kind of changes the people that live there, and there's like this portal that opens up, and it's very interesting because I think that they kind of explain it in the movie how it was sort of built to conduct this very powerful psychic energy, which is kind of interesting if you think about it, you know, why, you know, these timelines are put into place and then they kind of just get used and abused by all of these, you know, occult people. So that's great, Ron. It sounds like really great work that you're doing. And people are saying, unwinding so many dimensions, thank you. So shifting all over the place, crazy. So it sounds like this is really affecting people.
Yeah, let me do a timeline that this person or the group that he works with or the aliens that he works with or whatever, I think he's still living, you know, because I do perceive that energy on some timeline he's living. So I think he's a time jumper. And let's do, I'm going to do a clearing for people. I'll be working with them tonight also. I'll continue on. You know, I work till about 3 in the morning sometimes, you know, if not longer, getting rid of this stuff. Oh, that's why I'm always doing something. But here we go. This is going to be pertaining to illness that you may have lurking, or you have something you don't know why you got it or caught it. Maybe you just feel like you're older and you have lack of energy or something, you know? Oh, here we go. This is probably from this person. So if it is from him, it's going right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see if your body's feeling different. Energy that this person may be somehow connected to everybody on the planet to help the aliens mind control you. So I don't have all the information yet. May not ever get all of it, but this is where I'm working right now. So just give me a little heads up here. So just see how you're feeling. Back to you. And we got another program coming up here. So we'll need to sign off in about 10 minutes here. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That is a really interesting one, and people are commenting that they think that this may be a huge key to their problems. So I know that the healings you do on the show are samples, so if somebody does feel particularly connected or wants to clear this energy further, what would be the clearing that they would do? Would it be like a timeline crash on Crowley? Or
I'd probably do a timeline crash.
On their illness?
On your illness, that will always get rid of it, normally. If you wanted to maybe go on to the special clearing, that's designed for physical illnesses. You want to put that in there. It would not focus directly on what I'm doing right now. Just know that you have a problem. As if you don't want to, you know, poke the that lion with the stick. You know, let me do that for you. let's do one for income. Maybe this person put on a mammy on everybody here, working with the aliens to cause harm. And here we go. Working with maybe the monetary energy, lack of income or something, to see if this lightens you up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I guess see if interfered with you. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, yeah, I had yawning on both of those, so I'm probably going to have to go in there and timeline crash that. And people are saying, what a blessing, Ron, thank you so much, and feeling it in their throat and feeling more peace energy. Thanks, Ron. So it sounds like people are really hooked up to this, whatever it is.
I'm sure they are. And also, when I do clearings, if I do work on something, and you should all know this anyway, you know, like your picture. So, you know, I normally have sometimes the tutor up, and if I do work on one of these castles over there, then I'll put that the picture up of the castle, and you can actually see it change into maybe into more focus. It might get brighter. I might be able to see more details as you start taking away the negativity, which is what we do, getting rid of this stuff that's corded and connected to that location. So kind of neat to watch that. And like I said, if you have, you know, a picture of yourself up and you're doing clearings, may not be able to see yourself change too much. Some people can't see themselves, but other people that might be able to. But the picture will change somewhat as you do more clearings on yourself. It doesn't have to be in front of your computer at all. It'll just be something that you have. And it will change. Your eyes might get a little brighter. You might look maybe less stressed. Picture will change as you do clearings. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Right, and that would also work, Ron, right, if you're doing the clearing for somebody else and maybe you don't see them every day. So if you do a clearing on somebody, you know, from your computer, and then the next time you see them, you might want to notice or see if you notice any changes in them. So that might be an interesting thing to do, too. Also, just wanted to mention, I know we have to wrap up in a few minutes here, but Ron is also doing the special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls this month, and those will be on April 14th, 21st, and 28th. And if you're looking for more information on that, you can go to creationlightship.com, and there's a special heading at the top. And also, the monthly 4-hour Ascension preparation call is on April 13th, and that's a monthly 4-hour call, which is really wonderful, as well as the healing intensives. Those are great, too. And Ron also does special weekly clearings on conference calls on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So Tuesdays cording removal, Thursdays clone body removal, which judging from this show tonight, maybe a lot of people want to go over and get on that one. And also the Friday calls, which are entity removals, which we didn't really talk about, but maybe we'll save that one for another night. And we also do have another radio program coming up after this, Ron, I think.
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. So if you would like to get on any of those calls, just head over to creationlightship.com and check them out. They're all at the top of the webpage, very easy to find. You just click on the highlighted section there, and it'll take you right to the page that you need to be on. So,
like Marcy's asking, it's a very good question. How could so many be so connected to the Crawley name? Place in Scotland? That's a very good question. Must be a very heavy hitter, you know, whoever he is or was here. Maybe his alien life form is very strong. I don't really have an answer on why people are connected. It was shocking to see how many different timelines he was able to travel in and out of, and was inside of his house. So I just don't know that information yet, but all I know is that just thanks to him, he's caused a lot of problems here with people. Really hurt Planet completely by manifesting here. And like I said, I think he's still alive on some on these timelines. I'll have to just see what, you know, I'm still chasing him down.
Yeah, it seems like it. And I remember a lot of people were into that in high school. And when, I mean, and I was just kind of like, where do you find out about this stuff, you know? But somehow people do. It's just, I don't know. It just seems to get through. And, you know, I think a lot of the times people are drawn to that for whatever reason. They're probably also on those timelines. So I guess we should all be crashing these timelines.
Yep, that's what I would probably do. I mean, you don't want to poke any sticks there because, that'd be good for you. Let me do that work. Well, anyway, our show is about ready to come to an end shortly here. Ready for the other program that we're doing here. And visit the website, creationlightship.com, and click on the top, kind of a little bit down below, not on the scroll bar anyway, approximately. And there's another contact link there for the other program tonight. It's quite interesting to see different things happening.
You know, it's true, Ron. I always find it interesting. I think, like, the last time something like this similar happened, it was someone called in about they were having a really tough time, and what came out of that was the Galactic Federation clearing, which is another big group that I think causes a lot of people problems here on Earth. So you never know. It's very interesting what comes out of these shows, and sometimes
I want to do that. Everybody do that clearing too.
Yeah, Galactic Federation clearing.
Yep. So I know this one is it's a big one. So I probably won't put up a clearing for it. It'd be kind of hard to do something for that person, but you may be able to enter the name in. Timeline crashing, but I just don't want you to poke a stick at them, you know?
Right.
You could get wrapped up more with the energy, so don't do that. Just do clearings knowing that you got a problem with something.
Right.
Timeline crashing so you feel better.
Like your personal illness or your personal financial situation.
Yep. Okay, so blessings, everybody. I need to run. Thank you, Elizabeth. You all, hopefully tomorrow on the phone replica call, getting rid of stuff that's harming you. Remember, when you start getting the clones released, start feeling better. So that's what we're doing. Thursdays and then Friday is our entity call. But thank you, everybody. See you later. Hopefully you're having a great night. I am. So thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. Good night.